You think your heritage, including language, being suppressed by your family. How did that make you feel? Were you angry?
Well, when I went to college, for many years I was kind of disappointed that I did not now have language ability. And when I returned to the Bay Area for university, so I lived in LA for 7 years and then came back here. And I've been here ever since then, so 30 years. When I came back, I spent a lot of time, I mean, it was like coming home, really. That I, as much as I love my parents, my father and my stepmother, and my bio mother had a great influence on me because at least I was 9 years old and I had her for 9 years. As much as I love them, really I felt that my home was here with the rest of my family. My grandparents were here, my aunts and uncles, all here in Northern California, all of my cousins, and I actually felt like I had, that this was my place. I still feel like that right now. And so at that time, I did feel kind of resentful, like a little bit, like, geez, I don't speak language and I have no cultural connection. And so that, I had that for a while, and then I realized I have my family here, that I can now, I can learn those things. So it took a little bit of maturing on my part to go to seek those connections. So eventually I did. But I have to admit, you know, I did have kind of a lack of maturity. You know, I thought that, oh, I'm doing so well. I graduated midterm and left immediately to return to Northern California, and I thought, I am such a cool 17-year-old. I can do this. You know, live by myself, and now I have everything, and didn't realize that the things that I really, that I wanted in culture, I could also get by myself. Eventually I did do that through my grandparents.
So your grandparents helped you realize culture?
Yes. And very naturally, you know, I asked, and they just were who they were. They're not living now, but and I knew that I could connect. It was like having a feast in front of me and just eating, really eating. So, and just making it part of me. So I had to grow up all the way. I think I was well in my 20s before I started really connecting. Isn't that kind of weird?